This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Chipotle CEO Scott Boatwright telling NBC News that for the time being, the restaurant is going to keep costs constant for consumers, even as some of their goods cost move higher. Quoting here. Go ahead.
When they first skyrocketed in popularity, they were one of the more expensive, to the point that they were listed as fast casual and not fast food. Now, if you want a good, hearty meal, you can go to Chipotle and spend $9. You want that much food from any other restaurant, you're looking at $20 minimum.
It's a fair point. The CEO, Mr. Boatwright, says it is our intent as we sit here today to absorb the costs because some tariffs go into effect tomorrow, which is going to increase the price of avocados, of which they use a lot. For the most part, Chipotle is insulated from many of the costs implied by the type of tariffs that are being proposed, which, if followed through with tomorrow, would set 25% duties on Canada and Mexico and an additional 10%, I believe, on ones from China, on top of the 10% levied last month. They're going to try to keep prices the same for now. Good.
Well, it's not like they're putting eggs in their products.
Well, but the avocado is going to go up 25% starting tomorrow.
And guacamole is already expensive.
But wait, when you go to a breakfast restaurant, they are in the business of dishing out more eggs than anybody.
Oh, sure.
When you go to Chipotle, not everybody wants guacamole or avocado.
Right.
Like, in fact, I would argue most people don't.
So
I
if
love
anything,
avocado.
They should surcharge the guacamole add-on.
Bingo.
Which they already. I mean, I think it's like $2.50 if you want guacamole. I never get it because
I don't. That's for rich people.
Yeah,
I'm not a huge fan anyway. Even on chips and stuff like that, I couldn't help but notice that when I came home from the remote on what was it Saturday, Sam? We had to do that.
Yeah,
there were about 4 avocados on the kitchen counter. Somebody was thinking ahead, and it wasn't me.
What, you're going to keep those for the next few years?
I do. I'll tell you.
I'll take them off your hands.
My hidden talent is buying avocados to make avocado toast, and then I don't, and they rot, and I have to throw them away.
Really?
The toast rots, too.
All the time.
Well, it's not because you don't want the avocados. It's you don't eat bread, but yet you buy bread.
Yeah, there's that, too. But I really do, like, every once in a while, I want me some avocado toast. And I'll be in the store, and I'm like, ooh, let's do that.
Why don't you just eat
4 or 5 days later?
Just
I'm like,
raw avocado.
I mean, do you forget
the
time you leave
I just
the
forget.
Grocery store and you get home?
You don't eat a raw avocado. It's not a hand fruit.
I do.
Yes, you can. People put it on their salad all the time. Little,
sure.
Little pieces of avocado.
You made it look avocado. Like I was eating it out of my hand. He just said, you can't see this because we're radio, but he literally just goes, you don't just eat an avocado, and he cupped his hand as if to have an apple in it and took a bite of it.
You cut it in half and then go back around the other half, open it up, take out that free ball with the little toy in the middle.
Sprinkle a little salt and pepper, grab a spoon,
and then
have a dip.
Either spoon it out or you can do slices.
Eat it like ice cream.
You know, you can take that little ball and
throw it at somebody
and grow your own avocado.
Or use it in a slingshot against your worst enemies.
You could do that too.
Now, there is a trick. If you make homemade guacamole, keep the ball and put it in the guacamole. It'll help keep it green longer.
Really? Yep.
Wait a minute. Say that part again.
If you make homemade guacamole,
yep.
Keep the seed, which we're calling a ball for some reason. It's a seed.
It's like a ball.
Looks like a ball to me.
Confused there. And put it into the guacamole after you make it with a little bit of lemon juice on top. It'll stay green longer.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, that lemon juice really helps.
All right. Well, while we're talking cooking tips, Martha Stewart, if you take that guacamole with the ball inside it and you buy everything bagel seasoning and you dump just like a little bit in there and stir it up, it's the greatest thing you've ever had in your entire life.
In guacamole?
Oh, my gosh. And are you pronouncing that in an awkward manner?
It's almost like putting sour cream on Mexican food.
I feel like you're saying guacamole.
He is. He's saying guacamole.
Guacamole.
Although, Dan, I would correct you in proper diction and pronunciation in Spanish. If the U is after the G, you still pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
Guacamole.
Or guacamole.
Guacamole. It's a mole. That's a waka.
You know who was at the White House last week? Macron.
Yeah. I sent my parents everything bagel seasoning because down in Mississippi they don't have it. And when they were up here.
I don't even know what that is.
It's the seasoning they put on the everything bagel at Bagel and Bagel.
It's the sesame. It's the poppy.
It's everything. It's garlic.
So you test positive for heroin when you get your company drug testing?
Is that a real thing?
If you eat enough poppy seeds, yes, you can pop on a drug
test. There was a lady who had her child taken from her. Now, whether or not it was really from the poppy seeds has yet to be known.
But well, how would you prove it either was or it wasn't?
Maybe
the elevated levels.
How many muffins did you eat, woman?
Enough.
My God.
All of them.
Is that what the kids call them these days, is muffins?
Mm-hmm.
I swear, officer, it was just the poppy seed bagel.
A United Airlines flight had to make an emergency landing in Waco, Texas last evening after it hit severe turbulence that injured 5 passengers. SkyWest Flight 5690, which was operating as United Express, took off from the Springfield, Missouri airport at 4:48 yesterday, was headed to George Bush Intercontinental Airport. The Bombardier experienced turbulence while en route and had to make an emergency landing at Waco Regional Airport. Mm-hmm.
We booked flights last night. Can I just have an early grievance this week?
Sure.
What they say to you is, for free, you can choose your seats. And then when you get to the screen where it's time to choose your seats,
I know where you're going.
None of the seats are free.
Yeah.
There was like one left in the very back. No, this was United.
Oh, what?
No, this was United. So the first class, that's just X'd out. You're like, Minion, we know you ain't riding first class. Then the main body of the plane, they're all X'd out. Or you could uncover one of those X's for $90. It was some ridiculous fee. The only two seats that were left were in the very back of the plane, not near each other. And then those were, quote, free or built into the price. What kind of scam do they have going on there?
Well, the same scam that Frontier has going on, where if you go up to the counter to check in and you have checked bags.
Don't you ask them any questions.
Don't go over 40 pounds either. 1 pound over, it's 100 bones.
I thought Frontier was also the airline that if you go up and ask a question, you're charged for the question.
I believe they do have a policy, whether or not they carry that out every single
Scott,
time.
Scott, look it
I do
up.
Not know.
It is.
I've only flown Frontier once and I'll never do it again.
I only flew it once and it said, warning, you are agreeing when you click this box that you are going to show up, no luggage, no questions. And that if you have a question of our staff that is paid to be there at the gate or at the booth,
the kiosk,
there will be an additional fee.
Now,
do they charge by the minute like a lawyer?
I don't know.
A number of people on Reddit claiming this to be true about a year ago, $20 for
per question
airport agent assistance.
Define assistance and how long does it last?
Can you point out the restroom for me, please? $20.
Self-service is free.
Can you imagine going into a restaurant and you are there to purchase a $100 meal for you and your girlfriend? Mm-hmm. And you walk in and they say, you know, we'll seat you and most of the seats are free. But if you want to sit over there.
By the window.
But yeah, that's going to be an extra $50.
I'm sure there's a lot of servers and other folks out there who would appreciate that charge. Stop some of these dumb questions coming in.
Like what?
What is on avocado toast? Well, avocado. What's it on? Toast.
Can you
imagine? Do you want it or not?
A surcharge on this program every time one of us asks a dumb question.
Oh, no. The station would be broke.
Paid directly to me, please.
Oh, come on.
I accept cash and Venmo.
What's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day.
$20.
That sounds pretty good. I think we'll have that. You remember that from Dumb and Dumber? What's the soup du jour? That's the soup of the day. That sounds pretty good. I think we'll have that.
It's French.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.